Nagani will have fourth and long. He got nothing on that play. Fourth and eight. And here we go with another kick on a punt. Vinado back deep. Yesney will put a foot to this one. With Al Warden back deep along with Vinado. Here's the kick as they put a rush on. This one returned by Vinado. Vinado up the middle of the field across the 45. Down he goes, but good field position of the Braves now. Let's see if they can start to milk this clock like a cow. 6 minutes to go in the third. Braves 20, Miners 7. How about this defense? They have stepped up since that first drive when the Miners went down the field and scored on a 55-yard drive. This defense, our offense, put them in a bad spot three times with interceptions. And they did not give up a point. They've come out. They've stopped that option with Jacobson and LeCar. But it's not over yet. Just a two-possession game. Shotgun formation, Nate Young. Gives it up the middle. And, hey, he's still picking his way. Look at this guy go. Isaac Ketchum. First down, Braves. He had a guy hanging on him. Honestly, folks, you look at the determination, and it's pretty obvious the Braves want this game more. Isaac Ketchum with the run there. To the Nagani 45, 20-7 Braves, halfway through the third quarter at the Marble Athletic Field. Young in the shotgun, two behind him in the backfield. That's Ketchum and Salas. He's got Gibbs to the near side, Al Warden to the right. The run near side goes to Terry. Terry breaks it off the near side, 25-20, down the sidelines. Austin Salas, 10-5, touchdown Braves! There is a penalty on the field. In fact, there are three of them. I'm guessing because Terry was so wide open on the near side that there was probably a hold somewhere, and there's a Nagani player down right in front of the Braves bench, and Brad Landis out to help him. Yeah, that was about as obvious as it gets. You're allowed in this sport to tackle a guy, but not when he doesn't have the ball. And so we're going to go back on this one, but the injured Nagani player being stretched out, I think it's a cramp, but I'm not a medical professional. I'm not even a medical amateur, actually. Seven Braves here in the third, and that injured player for Nagani is Johnson. What? That might not just be a cramp. He is hopping on that right foot. Maybe it's an ankle or you don't want a knee, of course, but hopefully he'll be okay for Nagani as they're walking him across the field to the Nagani sideline. 20-7 Braves, 5:16 to go in the third. They'll have first down in about 13. First down in three, I should say. That wipes away the touchdown by Salas. You can tell that penalty happened 17 yards upfield. You just can't do that. First down and three for the Braves on the 38 of Nagani. Nate Young is in the gun. Same formation. Ketchum and Salas in the backfield with Nate. Movement, but he gets back. There'll be no penalty on that. They'll run it near side again. And out of bounds, Austin Salas this time. Gets a couple, gets the first down, though. Down to the Nagani Miners, 33-yard line, 29-yard line. So Austin just kept his feet churning. We said that a lot last week in that second half drive. First down at the Nagani 29 with 5:10 to go in the third, leading 20-7 here at the Marble Athletic Field. Gibbs is split out to the near side. Split out to the right. Al Warden. Young in the backfield. in the shotgun with Ketchum and Salas. First down at 10, 29-yard line. Give to Isaac Ketchum up the middle. And they're dragging on him. He'll just keep those feet going again. And, boy, he just won't go down, will he? Isaac Ketchum got three. And let's move that clock, baby. Morgan Robar with the tackle. One of the young guys on the Nagani team. Ketchum gets a couple, and now he's limping off. He's going to need some help from Brad Landis, who's earning his money in this second half. He did last week, too. It was that game when it was just started. Guys was cramping up left and right. I looked down and saw three different dudes cramped up at one point last fourth quarter. Braves break out of the huddle, second down and eight. They're on their own 27, on the Nagani 27. And now we've got whistles and a timeout called by the Braves. They'll have two left. 4:24 to play in the third. The Braves 20, the Miners 7. And we're back in 30 seconds.
It's a big world. Big world. Come fly it. Delta County Airport.
This might seem like a funny thing to embrace, but it's true, and it means several big benefits for Delta County Airport. Flying from a small airport means small lines, small waits, and small walks. It means a low-stress place to start and finish your travels. So come fly with them and enjoy Delta County's small airport.
It's a big world. Big world. Come fly it. Woo! Delta County Airport.
Well, hook these guys up to a fire hydrant because they're going to need a lot of water in the next 16 minutes and a half of football. Lots of guys cramping up, and it's only, what, 70 degrees, but it's humid, and these guys are still, unlike me, they're not in their prime condition yet. All right, here we go then. Braves will break out of the huddle from the Nagani 27. Nate's going to go under center this time on second down from the Miners 27. They need nearly eight. Long snap count. Right up the middle. That didn't work, so Terry bounces it down the outside, and he'll just get what he can and fall forward to about the 21-yard line. My goodness. There was nothing there up the middle, so Sal's like, okay, I better get to the outside. And he got six out of the deal. So third and two. For the Braves, with 4 minutes to go straight up here in the third quarter. Gladstone 20, Nagani 7. Stay tuned for our post-game show. You'll hear from Coach Craig Ness and our Braves players of the game. Go to our website later tonight, rrnsports.com. You'll hear a replay of this game, as well as some photos and videos and other goodies. Third down and 2 yards to go. Nate Young ready in the shotgun. Ketchum is back in the game. The give is to Salas. Near side, he's got the first down across the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. Very close if he didn't get the first down. I thought he had it for sure. We'll wait and see where they put. Yep, he got it. I thought my eyes are bad, but I thought for sure he had it. Lay, let's go. Let's move that clock down, baby. Keep running it. First and 10 at the Nagani 18. I mean, what a big, big defensive series for the Braves when they stopped that ball to LeCar when Caden Gibbs got that tackle on the 25 of Gladstone. At that time, Nagani was in position to tie this game up. Now it's 20-7. Gladstone with the football at the minor 18-yard line. Nate Young gives it up the middle. Not much. Austin Salas. It's all right. They'll milk that clock as Austin Salas got three, and you wonder if this Nagani defense is going to get tired. They have been out there a lot, and their backs are to the wall right now as Nate Young gets the call here from Coach Craig Ness. And now he'll take it into the huddle. They'll let the clock run. They're not in any hurry. They're up by 13 points. And now a timeout's going to be called. They didn't get the play good, and that timeout will be called by the Braves. 2:22 left in the third. They'll get on the same page. 20-7 Nagani. We're back. Or 20-7 Braves. We're back in 30.
It's never a bad time to enjoy a donut from the Donut Connection. Serving 40 different homemade varieties of donuts and over 20 muffin options, they're sure to have something you'll love. Plus, they have donut cakes and donut holes. Gift certificates are available at any time in any amount. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for takeout and drive-through only. Connect with freshness at Donut Connection, 2315 First Avenue North in the Mini Mall Escanaba.
Well, here we go. The Braves break out of the huddle. They will have a second down and seven from the Nagani 15-yard line. Nate Young gets his team up there. He is in the shotgun. He's going to roll to the right side now. Throws it right side, down to the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! Wow! Right over the middle.
15 yards on the pass play.
Caden Young, Caden Gibbs. So Caden Gibbs, his second touchdown of the game. And he was so wide open, I could have caught that one. I probably wouldn't have, but that's beside the point. 26-7 Purple. 2:16 to go in the third. 15-yard touchdown pass from Nate Young. And now to Caden Gibbs. And now, yeah, we've got an injured player down, Nate. That's not good. We're going to take a break here while they work on Nate. Boy, this does not look good. I did not see what happened to him. I was looking in the end zone at the touchdown to Gibbs, and there was no flag for a late hit or anything like that. Oh, good. They're going to help him up. The whole season just flashed before our eyes right there. But Nate's okay. He'll walk off under his own power with Brad behind him. And now Trevor Thorbon will check in to try to direct this two-point play. They are leading 26-7 right now. Thorbon now, he's capable. Trevor with Salas behind him in the backfield. Trevor waits for the snap, gets it, rolls to the left side. He's going to keep it himself, and he goes up the middle for two. Trevor Thorbon, attaboy, Trev. And it's all purple here tonight. Braves 28, Nagani 7. We're back in 30.
I'm Debbie Crandall, and I invite you to talk with a mortgage lender at First Bank to discuss the many ways you can use the equity in your home. Maybe it's for debt consolidation, a fun recreational vehicle, or taking time to relax with a vacation. Our experienced lenders will be happy to help you find the financing that best suits your needs. First Bank, Iron Mountain and Kingsford.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
It is 28-7 Purple, and we'll have Austin Salas kick it off here in a moment. Brad Landis working on Nate Young, and another one of those, we're cramping up like, well, I was going to say something I shouldn't. I'll just move on to Terry kicking the ball off here. No, that's Brett Seeger kicking off this time. He did last week, too. Here's the return, and Yesney breaks a tackle, and then he was trying to push the pile, but they had him wrapped up at about the 32. And with 2:07 to go here in the third quarter, Gladstone leading 28-7 over the Negaunee Miners. Big plays, well, Casey Elward and two of them with the kickoff return on the first play of the third quarter, and then the 75-yard touchdown run from Nate Young on the short pass. Young to Gibbs with the last touchdown, and now a Negaunee player is cramping up, and so we've got another timeout here. Gladstone Braves football is brought to you in part by Perks Cabinetry, by Remy Battery, Oven King Pizza. I'm going to get pizza from somewhere tonight. I don't know quite who. It might be Oven King. They're right by my house in Esky. By Northwoods Rehabilitation and by the Upper Peninsula State Bank. All proud to bring you Gladstone Braves football home and away this season. Still working on the Negaunee player. Actually, one of the players is helping his buddy out. He said, yeah, let me just start massaging that leg so you can get off the field and we can get on with it. Nate Young's okay on the sideline below me, walking it off. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Iron Mountain ahead of Houghton, or ahead of Bark River Harris, I should say, 26-0. Kingsford, 41-0 over Houghton. Boy, that's a couple of rough starts for the Houghton Gremlins. They got blasted by Iron Mountain 56-6 last week, and they're losing right now on the running clock again. We'll be up there in a few weeks. I think they come here, actually.